I am Joseph. Joseph told his steward to fill the men's sack full of corn and put the money back in each sack. He wanted to test his brothers to be sure they were not evil as they were when he was a boy. So he told his servant to put his own silver cup in Benjamin's sack. It would look as if Benjamin had stolen it. The next morning, the brothers left. After they were gone a little while, Governor Joseph told his steward to go stop the men. The servant told the brothers someone had stolen from Governor Joseph. The brothers said, "They did not steal. Search us. If it is found with one of us, let that brother be punished by death." The brothers were certain they had stolen nothing. Quickly the servants searched in each sack, beginning with the oldest brother. When they came to Benjamin's sack, there it was. The brothers were filled with fear and grief. They could not believe it. Now they must go back to Joseph's house. But what would they say? How could they explain this? They fell down on the ground before Governor Joseph. "What have you done?" asked Joseph. What can we say?" asked Judah. "God has found out our sin." Then Judah stepped closer to Joseph. "Oh, my Lord, let me speak with you. Please do not be angry with me." Judah spoke a long time to Joseph. He pleaded and pleaded. Judah told about how old his father was, and that the father had not wanted Benjamin to leave home. He explained that the father loved Benjamin and another brother so greatly, but the other brother was now dead. The old father would surely die if now Benjamin had to stay in Egypt. Judah begged for Benjamin to be free to go home. "Let me stay here in prison as a slave instead of Benjamin," pleaded Judah. Now Joseph knew the brothers had changed from their evil ways. He could see they were sorry for the wrong they had done to Joseph and their father. This was a happy and proud moment for Joseph. He could not hold back the tears any longer. He must tell them his secret. The servants and everyone were sent from the room except the brothers. "I am Joseph," Joseph wept aloud. The Egyptians heard him crying. The house of Pharaoh even heard him crying. They couldn't believe what they had heard. "Come closer," Joseph said. "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Don't be angry at yourselves that you sold me. God wanted me here to help save your lives. The famine has lasted 2 years, but it will last 5 more years. It was not you that sent me to Egypt, but God. God has made me a ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry home and tell my father to come live in Egypt. Bring your families, flocks, and herds. You can be near me, and I will take care of you during the years of famine. Tell your father about all of this." Then Joseph embraced his younger brother Benjamin. He wept again. He kissed his brothers. They all wept because they were so happy. After this, they had a long talk about what had happened while Joseph was gone from them.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.